到可可听歌寻语栏目，我是 Linda 姐姐。今天姐姐要跟大家一起去分享的是来自一位可友 R and Dreamer 推荐的 US5 的一首作品 Mama。 Dear, when you said this song meant a lot to you, I believe you must have a good reason. 这首歌对 R and Dreamer 来说是意义非常重大的。世上有一种不求回报的爱是很轻给的，纪伯伦说，人的嘴唇所能发出的最甜美的字眼就是母亲，最美好的呼唤就是妈妈。妈妈来自 US5， 希望大家会喜欢。
If my time on earth was over, then the last thing I would do is to pray to God and just thank Him for blessing me with you. What you did for me was a miracle. Every word you said was true. You were always there and protecting me. This song goes out to you. Mama, I never met you.Shining light, I can always count on you. You were there for me when I couldn't see, and helping make it through. Remember when I was just a little child, all the things we used to do. I will cherish all the memories, that's why I sing this song to you. Oh, Mama.
欢迎回来。世上一切其他的都是假的、空的，唯有妈妈才是真的、永恒的、不灭的。好了，一起来看一下歌词。 If my time on earth was over, on earth, earth, E-A-R-T-H, 地球的那个单词，在这里它是在地球上、在世上的意思。但是这个词组呢，还有一种功能，它可以在句子当中起到强调的作用，意思为究竟、到底。我们来对比一下下面两个例句。What has happened that she appeared to be so sad? 发生什么事情了？她怎么显得如此悲伤呢？ What on earth has happened that she appeared to be so sad? 究竟发生什么事了嘛？她怎么显得如此悲伤呢？ Why on earth would she do that? 她究竟为什么要那样做呀？看下一句， Then the last thing I would do, the last thing. 此处她的意思是最后一件事情。我们来看以下的例句，看大家看看她的意思怎么翻译。He is the last person that could have done such a thing. 他绝不是做这种事情的人。对比一下，这句话不是，他不是最后，他会是最后一个做这种事情的人，而是他绝对不是会做这种事情的人。再看。He would be the last person to go along with the proposal. Proposal, P-R-O-P-O-S-A-L, 是提议的意思。他将是最不可能同意这项提议的人。He is the last person I want to see. 他是我最不想见的人。好了，通过以上例句，大家能够看出 last 或者 last 还有形容词最不可能的、最不合适的、最不情愿的意思在里面。往下看， Pray to God and just thank him for blessing me with you. Thank for 这个词组，为了什么事情而感谢，就什么事情而感谢。看例句， Thank you for understanding. 谢谢你能理解，谢谢你的理解。 Thank you for telling us about it. I'll look into the matter right away. 谢谢你能告诉我们这件事情，我马上会去处理的。好了，再看一个词组， Thanks to。Thank 后面加了 s， thanks to 表示多亏或者幸亏，它既可以表示感谢，也可以表示责备。来看例句， Thanks to her skillful handling of the affair, the problem was averted. Averted 原型 avert, A-V-E-R-T 表示避免的意思，多亏她对这件事情处理的巧妙，才避免了麻烦。Thanks to your help, we were successful. 谢谢您的，多亏了你的帮助，我们得以成功了。好，再往下看。They were already under stress, thanks to the aftershock of last year's drought. 去年遭受的旱灾让他们心有余悸，倍感忧虑。看一下 ,aftershock 表示余震或者是余悸， drought, D-R-O-U-G-H-T 表示旱灾的意思。再往下看， Thanks to his seatbelt, he walked away unharmed. Unharmed 是一个过去分词做后置定语。好了，我们看一下这个句子什么意思，幸好他系了安全带，所以没有受伤。再往下看最后一个表示责备的句子， The plan didn't work thanks to you. 拜你所赐，计划泡汤了。我们再接着往下看，In my darkest times, you were my shining light. Times, 时间，这个单词后面加了 s 表示时光的意思。It was one of the happiest times of my life. 那是我这辈子最快乐的时光之一。He had stood by you and supported through good times and bad. 好，无论顺境逆境，他都一直在默默地在你的身边支持着你。I can always count on you. 好， count on, C-O-U-N-T 表示数数的那个动词， count on 放在一起就表示依靠、期望、指望。看例句， I'll be back, you can count on it. 我会回来的，你要相信。Don't count on other people to help you out of trouble. 别指望他人能帮你摆脱困境。好了， count on 后面接了不定式。We can't count on him telling the truth. 我们不能指望他说实话。好， count on 后面接了我们的现在分词，动词 ing 形式。再往下看， He is at the end of his resources. 他也束手无策了。 Two, Don't count on him for help. 别指望他能帮助咱们了。Every word you said was true and I'll make it up to you. Make it up to somebody 表示弥补、补偿某人。What can we do to make it up to you? 你想要我们怎样给你补偿吗？I'm sorry I forgot your birthday. Let me make it up to you. 哦，不好意思，我忘了你的生日了。让我给你补偿吧，让我补偿你吧。Thank you for buying me the ticket. I'll make it up to you later. 谢谢你给我买了车票，谢谢你给我买了票。吃点我会还你这个人情的。 感谢 Early Dreamer 的分享，第一次听到这首歌的时候就感动了。各位想妈妈了吗？琳达想了。我是琳达姐姐，下次见了。